Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Brandon Brooks. Here's what's happening. It was an emotional goodbye to Philadelphia Archbishop Charles Chaput in Center City last night. KYW Shara Day Howard was there.
Philadelphia Archbishop Charles Chaput gave his final evening mass at the Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul. Chaput arrived in Philadelphia in 2011, and parishioners like Sophia Truax say they had to make this last mass to say thank you for the past 8 years.
The Archbishop has been really a pillar in the community here, and we're going to miss him.
James Rowan attends Mass every week, says Chaput has done great work in Philadelphia, and believes Nelson Perez will continue that work.
I wish him all the best in his new phase of life and hope Nelson Perez is a good successor, which we think he will be.
Pope Francis named Nelson Perez the next Archbishop of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia last month. He'll be installed tomorrow. Perez will be the first Hispanic Archbishop in the history of the Philadelphia Catholic Church. A South Jersey nonprofit has given a second life to wedding flowers that would otherwise be tossed out. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
I walk in and they say, oh, the flower lady is here.
The flower lady is Leona Davis. For the last 3 years, she's taken wedding flowers that would have been discarded, rearranged them in vases, and delivered them to residents in nursing homes, cancer centers, and women's shelters in the Philadelphia area. Each arrangement includes a note about love.
Little did I know the impact that this was going to have on those that were receiving these flowers. I saw their faces become alive and light up, and there was so much gratitude in their hearts.
Davis, whose day job is as a music teacher at Bells Elementary School in Washington Township, runs her nonprofit called Forget Me Not, that's not with a K, out of her Haddonfield home. Volunteers spend Sunday mornings there arranging flowers and preparing them for delivery. Davis estimates she's delivered 12,000 bouquets so far. She says she goes through hundreds of vases each weekend and welcomes donations of time, money, and vases. More people than ever are taking flight in and out of Philadelphia International Airport. KYW's Justin Udo reports.
More than 33 million passengers went through Philadelphia International in 2019, making it a record year for the airport, according to CEO Shelley Cameron.
The last time we hit numbers this high was right before the recession. And so, again, we were really excited to see those numbers come in.
Cameron says as their numbers continue to grow, they're investing in the guest experience through entertainment, restaurants, shopping, and even a special therapy dog program.
Folks coming through who might be a little stressed, they might not be regular flyers. Many times during their journey through our airport, we'll come into contact with one of our dogs.
A big concern for many of those record travelers at the airport is the timeliness of their flight. Cameron says on-time departure rates improved by 6%. A teenager from Lindenwald, New Jersey, is featured on the Food Network's Girl Scout Cookie Championship. KYW Charlotte Reese reports she's not competing, but lending her expertise to the contestants.
You may have already seen 14-year-old Brianna Turner.
My favorite Girl Scouts would be a shirt bread because I won the box.
Turner says she's already sold 1,000 boxes this year, but that's just one of the reasons the Girl Scouts of Center New Jersey chose Turner for the show. For her silver award, she started giving out hygiene bags to women in need in Camden and Philly.
The Girl Scout motto is to be prepared and ready to help as needed.
She'll be taking her cookie-selling skills to the Food Network's crossover show with Girl Scouts USA tonight at 8.
Give them tips. I tell them what it's like to interact with their customer and all the things that they need to help their customers buy their product.
Overall, the Lindenwald teen says she's thankful for the experience. Well, a sports play-by-play legend in Philadelphia received a special honor at Temple University. We get the story from KYW's Ed Benkin.
Harry Donahue had dreams of playing in the Big Five, but soon found the broadcasting route was a better one to pursue.
I got probably as close to it as anybody else can by being fortunate enough for years now doing Temple football and basketball.
Donahue went into Temple basketball's Ring of Honor at halftime of Sunday's Temple-Villanova game. The longtime voice of the Owls said he was humbled and also thrilled to work with so many legendary players and coaches.
Herb Adderley, Paul Palmer, Reggie Wilkes, Steve Joachim. Are you kidding me? I mean, these were icons when they played.
Donahue began broadcasting Temple football games in the 1980s, became the full-time voice of the basketball team in 2002. Donahue said he was thrilled to be going into the ring on a day when the Big Five game took place on North Broad Street. That's the All Local. I'm Brandon Brooks. Listen live anytime on the Radigo.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.